producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I started to say happy Monday, but it's not Monday. It's Tuesday today. Yesterday was Labor Day. Pretty good Labor Day yesterday. Labor Day weekend is always pretty good. It's fun-filled. You know, the folks are out there having fun. I went out to DL, had a lot of fun with the family, that sort of thing. So it was pretty cool. Any time during the show today, if you had okay. I didn't know what was going on there for a second. If you had a really great Labor Day weekend, you know, just give me a call here, 855 21776 extension 2, and share your great Labor Day weekend. Had lots of fun on the water. Man, it was pretty awesome. A couple of things going to set up the show today. As always, we have Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum, Golden Girls. They're going to be discussing the news of the day from the left and from the right. I'm going to ask them a couple of questions that are weighing heavily on my mind. And this is the program that asks you what's on your mind. If something is on your mind or you hear something, you know, that piques your interest, just give us a call here, 855-200-1776. Have a conversation with your cup of joe. At 8:30, we have the new University of Mary head football coach, Josh Kotelnicki. Wow, that early morning, that tongue just does not want to work well. And they're going to preview their season opener this weekend. And then we have a special, special guest at 8:49. You really want to tune in for that, because this guest is big name, a very special guest. And I'm just going to tease it just a little bit, just a bit. But you don't want to miss it. You do not want to miss this interview. That's at 8:49. Stay tuned. At the top of the 9 o'clock hour, we have open phones, and then we have North Dakota Public Service Commissioner Julie Fedorachek, and she's going to discuss the measure she unveiled recently to improve rail safety here in North Dakota with all the increased oil transportation. If you remember, last week I had her on my show, the Common Sense Club, the 2 to 5 show. So if you listen to that show, she gave us a ton of information. And then we had the chairman, Brian Calko, and also explaining some of those new proposals. I think that they are well-deserved. I think they're needed, and I think they are well-received. We need the North Dakota guys checking on, you know, the safety of our rail system here. A lot of times the guys in Washington, you know, they won't do as well a job as a couple of folks from here in North Dakota, and that's their primary concern. So I'm all for the new proposal, and she'll be in at 9:30 to tell you, to explain to you, you know, what's going on with that. And I think that's going to be great. And then at 9:50, we have the NDFB Ag Minute. So stay tuned for that. At 10:30, the North Dakota Farm Bureau public policy director, Pete Hannibut, on concerns they have over regulations from the EPA and the Forest Service. And If you've seen the new EPA regs, and especially as they pertain to the Clean Water Act, I just, wow, just makes you scratch your head and go, what is going on? Are these folks attempting to control everything here in North Dakota? Well, not just in North Dakota, but pretty much in the good old U.S. of A. And if you've seen those maps, the same maps that I've seen, there is cause for concern, not to mention the new CO2 regulations. And, I mean, just all the types of regulations. And it seems to me that they're kind of geared to causing a little pain here. Higher prices. Our folks out there in the energy industry are going to get hit. And they're not just going to take the hit, you know, they're going to pass those costs on to the folks. And even though the folks here in North Dakota, we're doing pretty well, no one likes to be hit in the pocketbook. And that seems to be Washington's modus operandi, in my humble opinion. That's what those guys are good at, hitting us where it hurts, and that's in the pocketbook, kind of detached from Main Street, those guys in Washington are. And, again, that's just my humble opinion. I welcome yours, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air. Eugene Grainer and Todd Mitchell will be hosting hours 2 and 3, so stay tuned for that. Eugene is always a great fill-in. So, and Todd's the radio guy. So, you know, he needs no introduction. He needs no, but stay tuned for that. That's going to be great. Couple of things that are on my mind. One, I don't know if you heard, but in Watford City, there was an incident at a laundromat where 14 people had to go to the hospital for treatment. And apparently it was something, some mixture of degreaser and bleach and that sort of thing that was being used to wash clothes. That kind of went up into the air, and something with the ventilation, just folks started getting sick. To the tune of 14 people that had to go to the hospital. And I'm like, wow, what type of detergent were these folks using in there? Or maybe, I don't know, maybe it was a mixture of a bunch of different things over there. It just, and I'm looking at the McKenzie County Emergency Management and North Dakota Department of Health, their response to that incident in Watford City. And it says here that just before noon, the Watford City Police and EMS responded to a call that an 18-year-old female passed out at a local laundromat. She was taken to the hospital after the initial call. Other victims went or were taken to the hospital from that same laundromat. The fire department was called to the scene, as well as MDU and health department's environmental response team. It is initially believed that an exhaust from a malfunctioning vent from a boiler venting went into the laundromat, a degreaser and a bleach cocktail that were being used to wash clothes, and a high concentration of CO in the air were causing people to become ill. So that's a lot of different factors in there. And it just kind of makes you wonder, you know, what was going on? None of these injuries are believed to be life-threatening, but as of 4 p.m., 14 people had gone to the hospital for treatment. Emergency personnel were on hand from Watford City, as well as environmental health personnel from the health department to further investigate the incident. The laundromat has been cordoned off, and the gas line has been shut off from the building. The laundromat will remain closed until a full investigation is undertaken. I thought that was an odd story. You're sitting at the laundromat and all of a sudden you pass out. That's not a good thing. It's got to make you wonder. And I understand, you know, sometimes I remember my mom used to clean with bleach. Everything was always cleaned with bleach. But I know that nauseating feeling, but then you mix that with some other things, and then, you know, you got some bad ventilation. That's just a bad cocktail all the way around. And I thought it was important to note that. How about those bison? Wow. You know, who would have thunk it? I was sitting there. And I'm in DL, in Detroit Lakes, and, you know, there's just tons of Bison fans out there. You would not believe the little grill that we were in. It must have been at least 80% of the folks in there had some type of Bison gear on. And when the Bison, you know, kind of locked it down and won the game, should have heard the place. It was nuts. It was nuts. And it leaves me wondering, you know, I mean, the Bison here, they're doing fabulously. And I want to know how you feel about that. But we're going to have to discuss that later on in the show. When we come back, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, we're going to discuss the news of the day from the left and the right. Stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On this Tuesday morning, the morning right after the Labor Day weekend tons of fun out there this weekend, and not to mention, not the least of which is celebrating the Bison win out there in Detroit Lakes. That's where I was, anyway. We're on the lake, having fun, tons of Bison fans. Scott and the crew were out there in Iowa, so they got to have a fun at Ground Zero. But we'll talk about that later. We'll hold that over for later, because right now I have Blankita Cullum on the line. No Ellen today?
Well, Ellen should be there. I mean, maybe the team should try to give her one more little call, because she may be on a train, but she's supposed to be there.
You heard BQ. So, she said, try it one more time.
All right, I'll get on it.
Because, you know, her song gets a little quirky, a little bit crazy.
She gets a little I heard you crazy. She's a little quirky.
No,
I'm kidding.
Said her phone is a little quirky. Oh,
I'm
dear.
Kidding.
Oh, my. So what did you think of Angelina Jolie's wedding dress? I know a lot of your audience is, what are you talking about? We always have so much hard news all the time. I mean, the president's known about ISIS for a year, but there you have Angelina and Brad Pitt. They wait a long time to get married, but I thought it was a really sweet idea to put the drawings that the children drew on the back of the wedding dress, because it shows how much they love their kids.
Yeah, and she kind of stunned everyone with that. And we're trying to we're still trying to get Ellen on, but I thought it was a pretty awesome wedding dress also, and apparently tons of folks thought the same thing. It was a magnificent dress in my humble opinion.
Yeah, and I think so too.
And I'm not like one of those fashion aficionados or anything like that, you know. But this dress looks pretty good, and I don't normally follow this type of thing. But you know, it's pretty awesome. And if you haven't seen it, People Magazine has that a picture of her in that dress. So go check it out. A little light. That's kind of the light thing, a feel good thing for today. So who drew the pictures? Their children? And they have a ton of kids.
They have six kids. And, you know, for good or for bad, we know Hollywood people are rather eccentric. But they're out there trying to make a difference for the kids. So I say bravo. They're good with children. Bravo for that, too.
Yeah. I'm looking at it, especially the back of it and even the veil.
The best pictures on Hello Magazine, which you can see online as well.
Hello Magazine. Yeah, I think that's the cover that I'm. Yeah, that's the cover that I'm looking at now. Now for some hard hitting journalism.
Okay.
So, are you ready for it?
I'm so ready.
So, did you hear that Colorado is missing its pot taxes?
It's missing its what?
It's marijuana taxes. It's cannabis taxes. Have you heard that?
What, did they go up and smoke?
They
did. I'm sorry.
I think it has. You know that they were told, the voters were told that when they legalized pot, it would bring in like $33 to $34 million in new revenue in the first 6 months of 2014. And those projections were way off. I'm talking, I mean, nowhere even close. So, and a lot of the factors are the fact that, you know, legal marijuana, tax marijuana is tons higher. I mean, it is legal marijuana is taxed 27% more. So it's very, very much cheaper on the black market still. So folks are still doing that. And the medicinal marijuana is only taxed to the tune of 2.9%. So I think a lot of the folks are buying it legally. Well, some of them, anyway, are buying it legally, the medicinal.
Who's going to know? Is he buying it on the black market when now it's legal? Is it really a black market, or is it just like going to the farmer's market? I mean, it's...
good point.
You don't have the same restrictions now. They haven't made the rules clear enough. You know, people were so excited to be able to do it to do a little bit of marijuana that they didn't think this thing out well enough. And the question is, you know, how are you going to deal with it with children when they're putting it in soft drinks and cookies and all kinds of things? Are they selling it now in vending machines? Who has access to it? And the guidelines, too, about, you know, driving, you know, and all the problems, escalation, and even people that have lost their drive to go to work and to, you know, they're going to be doctors or representing you in a legal case. I mean, I think they didn't take it out so well, and it's going to be interesting to sit here and just kind of watch this thing play out. I mean, they thought that they were, this whole thing with the taxes, are we really surprised? No, they didn't have a plan.
and I sit and I think about it, and I call it pot logic. I think a bunch of these folks are sitting around high. And yeah, and I mean, we went, the media went apoplectic over Joe Camel, you know, marketing to kids. And I mean, we do all of these things to try to keep cigarettes and alcohol away from being marketed to children. And then you have the pot folks who come out with, as you say, pot brownies and cookies and cold pops and that sort of thing. And you, it just kind of leaves you scratching your head. And then you got to think also that when you do something,
you name it. I mean, come on. The repercussions are ridiculous. You know, the idea that you can't smoke, it's the old, I hate to say it, the grass is always greener. But
right.
The point of the matter is they didn't think this thing out, and we got to let them be the social experiment that they chose.
Yeah. Yeah, and they are, they're missing $21.5 million. And these new taxes. I mean, that is that, and they were only projecting 33. So that is huge. Yeah, and I just wanted to get your opinion
on
that. But
the drug cartels are celebrating this. The ones that are coming across the border, or where the drugs are being manufactured. You got to question, you know, that to follow the source of that revenue.
Yeah, and again, if you can buy it a lot cheaper. On the quasi-black market, because now, you know, if you get stopped or you're pulled over for some reason, how is a police officer going to know if you bought it legally or not? You know, I guess he could ask you for the receipt, but it looks like this would be a boon to the folks on the black market, as a matter of fact, because the legal is so much more expensive, 27% more because of taxes only. So, you know, I think that we just
there
gave them a boon.
Capitalism. That's capitalism.
Absolutely. One other thing I wanted to ask you about. So, I don't know if you heard about, I saw this. There was a guy in Chicago waving an ISIS flag from his car, and he led the police on a police chase through Chicago before they stopped him. And I'm wondering, you know, what is going on? A guy with a,
you have to determine whether the guy is a legitimate terrorist, if he's doing some sort of prank that he thinks is hysterical. But the fact of the matter is, it's kind of like, it's a very hard decision. That's just good for me, because this is like yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Blankita, we got to do this tomorrow because we're out of time. We'll be right back with the new University of Mary head of football coach. And we're going to talk about that right after this.
And based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is What's On Your Mind. I'm your host for the first hour, Leon Francis, on this program that asks you what's on your mind. What's on my mind this morning is the University of Mary and their football team over there. And what's going on with the football program at the University of Mary. So, I want to welcome Josh to the program. How you doing?
Doing well, Leon. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Oh, not a problem. So, what can the fans of the University of Mary football team, the Marauders over there, what do we have to look forward to this this season?
Well, my challenge is come to the game on September 6th and find out, obviously. But I think we have a good blend of experience, talent, and a great attitude and chemistry. That's kind of rare, I've found, in coaching. And so I'm really excited for this year's season. Obviously, it's my first year as a head coach, but I do think we have a special group of seniors. I've been coaching 13 years. I've certainly coached a lot of good groups of kids, but probably only two or three special groups of kids that sense that we have that here this year. And so I hope I'm correct, but we definitely have a good blend of talent, experience, and just a great attitude, chemistry. So my experience, I think that stuff goes a long way.
Okay. And when you're talking about experience, are you talking about how many seniors are on this roster?
Yeah. Well, we have 16 seniors, but we have 8 starters back on offense. We have 5 starters back on defense. So just from that standpoint, you know, it's, there's a lot of kids here that play a lot of football.
Okay, good deal, good deal. So when do you guys plan on going full pads?
As far as practice?
Yes.
Well, we started, our kids reported on August 12th, and we got into fall camp there. Now that we're getting ready for Southwest Minnesota State this weekend, we went full pads yesterday. We'll go full pads today. We'll go full pads on Wednesday, and then Thursday we'll scale back and just go shells, which is shoulder pads and helmets and shorts. And Friday we'll just do a quick walkthrough. That's kind of our weekly routine.
How confident are you going into this game?
Well, the first game is there's a lot of things to – there's a lot of unknowns, let's put it that way. So my first time as a head coach, we've got – you know, three of our four full-time coaches here are new, so it's their first year. New quarterback, kicker, long snapper, there's a lot of question marks, and then the first game in particular, you can really get into the trap of chasing ghosts you know, because you have an entire season worth of film on your first game's opponent. You can worry about everything. And really just got to accept the fact that they could come out and do a lot of things. The best thing you can do for your money is just make sure your kids are most prepared for what they can't control, which is what you know what you're going to do. So I'm very nervous and I'm very excited at the same time. It's just a big motivating factor for me. Was we got such good kids here, and I want to, you know, I don't want to make a mistake my first time as a head coach that might cost us a game with a bad decision or a bad call or not communicating something. So that's kind of all I'm really worried about at this point, is my role on game day is going to change a lot from what has been the last 13 years.
Okay. Give us a little background on the new QB.
Well, Zach Roberson is a junior for us. He's originally from California, in the San Francisco area, small town, just outside of San Francisco. He's been in the system for, this will be his fourth year. He backed up Craig Bagnell, who was a four-year starter for us here last year. Got to start one game, he's kind of been waiting in the wings, and he's definitely, since the day I've arrived on campus, there's been no question that he's the starting quarterback. So it was a very good ball, great leadership, which I think is something that's very important to the position. He has the ability to make other people around him better, and he has the ability to affect other people around him on offense in a positive way, which is intangible, but I think it's critical for the position. And he's a bigger kid. You know, he's 6'2", 240 pounds, but he's not slow. I'm excited about him. I think he's going to have a great year.
Good deal. And I'm excited to watch this team also. I mean, we've been in a kind of a football state of mind around here for the last couple of weeks, and this just puts me this is just more great on top of great, in my humble opinion. So you guys are going to September 6th. You're going to go to Southwest Minnesota State, and you feel pretty confident about that. And, you know, you got this the new QB. You got a solid team there, especially when you're thinking about veterans on that team. I think they're going to gel well against your team. And the only thing that it seems to me, I think that you're selling yourself short. I really do. I've been looking at some of your background. I think you're going to make the right decisions. I think you're going to make the right calls and that sort of thing. But when you're looking at your games going forward for this season, how confident are you with the teams that you're going to play stacked? How confident are you with University of Mary stacked up against those teams?
Well, when I first got in January, when I got hired, the first three teams I looked at were kind of the big three that they played the year before, Duluth, St. Cloud, and Mankato. And just to evaluate our talent against those top three teams in the conference. And I kind of made the decision pretty quickly that I think we have enough talent to win a lot of games this year. And so that's kind of was our selling point to the kids all off. As we got into the summer and our whole staff got completed, we really sat down and analyzed every team that we were going to be playing in the upcoming year for a couple of days. I realized, I think we, without a doubt, we have enough talent to beat every team on our schedule. I don't have any doubt about that. Unfortunately, I think every team also has enough talent to beat us. So it's really going to come down to those things like preparation, hard work. I think we've had a fantastic offseason, the best offseason, to be candid with you, that I've ever seen. So I think our kids have done a great job behind everything we've been doing since day one. I think our strength coach, Mike Silvernagle, has done a fantastic job. I think we have a great plan for player development, both on and off the field. So it's just time for some of those things to come to fruition here this Saturday. And I really look at it like the results on Saturday are just kind of an offspring of a process, I guess, that you've been using year round. And I'm very confident in the process we have in place and feel fairly confident about the talent we have. We have enough talent, like I said, to win every game, but we're not going to blow people out by 30 points. Every game we're playing is going to be close. That's what I anticipate. So it's really going to come down to, mental mistakes and not beating yourself and taking care of the football and playing well on special teams and what you do year-round.
Okay, good deal. And I heard that the players are going to be out greeting the kids today.
Yeah, that's where I'm actually driving back from right now. It's a little tradition they've been doing around here for a long time. Coach Schultz started it, my predecessor. So the first day of school, our entire football program goes out to greet all the little kids in the elementary schools, give them a high five, and open the door for them. So that's actually what I'm driving back from right now.
Good deal, good deal. Do you think that I believe I know the answer to this. You're talking about the University of Mary. The pull to get high octane athletes to come there and play football. What do you think the draw is? I mean, you got a new QB, and he sounds like he's a great pickup for the University of Mary. What do you think the pull is, the draw is?
Well, from a recruiting standpoint, I think we have a fantastic setup here as far as recruiting. So our key focus in recruiting is we want to dominate the region, because every kid that we lose out of North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, we're going to play again. So for us, everything will always start recruiting-wise. In those four states, if you think, if you compare us to other schools, the NSIC North, you know, the Minots, the Northern States, the Moorheads, the Crookston, the Bemidji's, I think we have a better degree to offer than all of them. Being a private school, America's Leadership University, I think we have a fantastic degree. And I thought these things before I took the job here. I have a little bit of a history at the University of Mary. My brother used to work here. My old head coach, UD, worked here. I know that coaches on staff here over the years. And when I was at UND, I recruited Bismarck. And so I got to know. I just think I had to, my thought, the University of Mary was cemented before I took the head coaching job here. But I think we have a better degree to offer than just about any other school in our region. I think we have a better community to offer in terms of Bismarck than most of the other communities in the region. And then I think, you know, our big selling point right now with kids is that I think we're going to have a better recruiting process in place than most of the schools we're going to recruit against. So, and that's kind of our selling point is, and I believe this, whatever the process that the school is using to recruit you, that's the best indicator of the future of the program, not their win-loss record last year or who won head-to-head last year. The process that a school uses to recruit a kid really is more indicative of the direction of the program. I think we have a great process here. We've been working on these seniors for 7 months now. We've already got our first commit, which is something that's pretty rare. I've never heard of that. Division II level, we've got a kid from the region here already committed to us. So we recruit like Division I school.
Yeah. I'm on now with the new University of Mary head of football coach, Josh Kodanicki. And I hope I'm pronouncing that last name right, coach. Don't make me...
It's been pronounced many ways, and you're pretty good. That's all right.
Thanks for that. And we're previewing the season or opening this weekend. Give us the 30-second soundbite on, you know, what we can expect when we go to the season opener this weekend.
Well, I hope you find a team that plays a lot of passion, is well organized, plays with a lot of enthusiasm, plays with poise in critical moments, and plays well on special teams, doesn't turn the ball over. We're starting some new traditions out here. We're going to start a walk through the tailgate alley 2 hours before the game for our fans, like a lot of big-time schools do. And then after the game, we're going to sing our school song with our student body. So those are hopefully for a game day experience, something that a fan would enjoy.
Good deal. Thanks, Coach. And I'm positive it's going to be a great game. It's going to be high octane, high energy level. So looking forward to your season opener. Thanks again for coming on. What's on your mind and giving us a preview of this weekend's season opener?
Hey, thanks for having me, Leon.
Not a problem. Now, when we come back from break, we're going to have I'm just going to tease it. Probably one of the biggest names in the conservative talk circle, sphere, is going to be right here on What's On Your Mind on this program. Me and Scott and I are going to be speaking with this conservative juggernaut. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back with a really big name, really big shakeup in the conservative talk radio circle right when we come back. We'll be right back right after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you,
ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code P-L-O-W.
What is it worth to feel good? With a Miracle-Share, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else. A meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This must be big. Scott Hannon is in the studio, and as I promised, we have a really big name. I'm going to throw it right to Scott.
All right, well, I'm not the big name, as you well know, but we do have a big name. We have a very special announcement about a programming change that is beginning Monday on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 The Flag, Rockin' the Bakken.
Right.
See if you recognize this voice who's going to take the slot between Rush Limbaugh and the great one, Mark Levin. Come in, Tokyo. Can you hear us?
I don't know if it's Tokyo, maybe New York for the time being. Scott Hannon, Leon, how are you guys?
Oh, we're great. We're great, Sean.
Sean Hannity, ladies and gentlemen, is coming back to AM 1100 and AM 1090, and we could not be more thrilled, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. It was great to see you, by the way, when I was, what do you call it, rocking in the Bakken?
You were rocking in the Bakken, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. No, it's great to be back, and really exciting what you guys got planned here, and we're going to have the best rockin' talk radio lineup in all of North Dakota and the country, frankly.
You know, I mentioned Tokyo. I was only half joking because you've done Israel. You've been everywhere. Yeah. You've been around the globe. You're at the border. I mean, you are the world traveler. You, where the story is, you go these days, right, Sean?
You know, we try and we just try and get out on the ground as often as we can for both radio and TV. And, also being in North Dakota was a big part of what we were doing. And I like being there because I think what is happening, Scott, you know, it's stuff you've known about for years, and that is that there are jobs and there's opportunities, and frankly, the answer to every single economic problem we have in this country, it can be answered with energy production. And that means fracking, that means drilling, that means, you know, letting the free flow of oil happen. And we're not doing it. We're really, we're making a very, very dumb mistake as a country by allowing ourselves to remain dependent on foreign countries often that hate us for our oil supply. It's nuts. You know, look, how is it possible you have a 0% unemployment rate? It's zero. You know, we can duplicate that in the rest of the country. Because I can tell you, it's not the same. It's not the same out there everywhere else.
No, you're so true. And, you know, there's a lot of federal lands that we're drilling on responsibly as well. And I forget the number. But the amount of mineral rights that the federal government holds would absolutely obliterate our debt, you know.
Hey, listen, Bakken is the prime example. We could be drilling all throughout the 48 states. We could be fracking throughout the 48 states with the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. We have more energy, more resources than the entire Middle East combined, and yet we still remain dependent on foreign oil. This president wouldn't even allow us to make the Keystone Pipeline work, and that would have created a lot of jobs. And, you know, we've doubled the number of people on food stamps. We have 50 million Americans on food stamps, 50 million Americans in poverty. I mean, that's one in six Americans. And, you know, the fact that there's not a sense of urgency here to get everybody back to work and get the economy moving and get money into the treasury so we can pay down the debt and stop burdening our kids with this is nuts to me.
It is. And, you know, we really appreciate, Sean, all the attention you've given North Dakota. I've talked to people that are in North Dakota today making upwards of $120,000, $150,000, $175,000 a year who are on their last thread. And they were Sean Hannity listeners and viewers on the Fox News Channel and came to North Dakota for this opportunity. So you're changing lives with that show.
You know, we've gotten over 2,000 people in the pipeline to change their lives. May not sound like a lot, but 2,000 people that were struggling either had no job or had a job that was going nowhere, making no money. And, yeah, they're making 100 grand a year, and they've changed their lives, and now they can afford a nice car, a nice truck, nice house. And, you know, everything, it just has such a big ripple effect. Look at the building boom that's going on. You know, look at a trainee at Walmart that's benefiting. Look at the person that's waiting tables in a local restaurant is benefiting. That's my life. That's where I come from. I know what it's like to work as a contractor in a great economy and a crappy economy. And when government gets in the way, they're not serving the people of this country the way we ought to be served.
And you know, there's
Leon,
a lot.
Are you always quiet when Scott's on?
Scott's the big name here. He's the big talker right now.
Well, come on, I just wanted to too.
Yeah, see, Sean and I are good enough friends. He just politely said, "Shut up, Hannah," and let Leon talk.
I heard that. I'm not big enough to say that to you, but Sean, I am glad you're here to say that. And I just want to say thank you for shedding the national spotlight on North Dakota. It's awesome here. You can come here, work at Walmart, and make what, 17, 18 bucks an hour right in the out the door.
True story. Yeah. Taco John's in Watford City today is advertising $20 an hour positions.
You got to be kidding.
To make potato olays. Taco John's.
John's, a potato olays, $20 an hour. That's awesome.
And
thanks.
By the way, Sean, Leon's going to stick with us. I mean, you're bumping him off 2 to 5, but he's going to come earlier in the day and be on throughout the day. So
I don't like to bump anybody. I want everyone. We're one big happy family here.
You're the common sense guy. I'm the common sense club. I'm chairman, so I think it works well. I'll drop a little common sense throughout the day, and you'll get rocket from 2 to 5. I think it's a win-win for everybody. So there you go.
It's exciting. It really is. And we start Monday, so... we have the big newsmakers, the top stories of the day, and everything. It's just great to be back with it. Sort of like you put the band back together, Scott.
It is. It is. We've gone back and looked at our ratings when it was local show in the morning that I was lucky enough to host. To Mr. Limbaugh, to Mr. Hannity, to Mr. Levin, and it's off the charts. It's off the charts. So the band's back together. The Beatles are back.
Beatles are back, and what a great way to end it with Levin. And let me tell you one other thing about you, Levin.
Hey,
and
Sean.
That's what I'm talking about. I'll say it.
Hey, John, I just want to say thank you for that segment that you do with the African-Americans on your panel. I think that's awesome, man.
Hey, so, listen, the way conservative black Americans are treated is atrocious.
It is.
There's a level of bigotry and prejudice that is, frankly, acceptable in a world that seems to reject political,
We got to call it good. Sean Hannity's back Monday, folks. God bless you. In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.